right, man. Another episode, another week. Pretty excited about some of the stuff I've got to talk about. I know you've been jotting some things down through the week. You want to kick it off?
Dude, kick it off with how many views did we get on the last one?
Whew, we're up there about 100 now.
About 100. Yeah. Fucking thank you, everybody, for that. That's pretty killer.
Yeah, real excited. I know the first one was a little bit of a...
shit show, I believe.
It's kind of a shit show. Like, we were like, oh, we should just test out the microphones and see how everything sounds. And then we're like, oh, well, that was good enough.
An hour later, we're fucking, I guess we're done.
Yeah, I guess we'll just publish that and be done with the week. But, yeah, thank you, everybody. And hopefully you enjoy, you know, more of these from here on out.
What do you got, dude? I know you were looking into, dude, just a ton of shit.
Just a ton of shit, man. There's a lot of cool stuff went on this week. Man, I'm going to go with the one that I'm real, real excited about. D-Wave. Do you know what the company D-Wave is?
Nope.
At all. D-Wave is...
Nope. A wave of dicks.
It's a giant wave of dicks. And what they've done is quantified how many penis you can take at once. No. What D-Wave is the first commercial... here's a starting point. Apparently, quantum computing's real. Not just in theory, but they finished it and then no one decided to tell us. So D-Wave is the first commercial company out of Vancouver, started by Geordie Rose. Geordie Rose created a company that manufactures the world's first commercial quantum computer.
Does it have any, I guess for lack of a better word, civilian use, or is it...
Does it have any...
Well, Google,
I guess,
being
for lack of a better word,
Google,
civilian use, or
saw
is it
enough
just...
use in it. The first one was purchased by Lockheed Martin for about $12 million. One computer. They equate it to being like the Wright brothers taking flight, that a horse was faster than the first Wright brother plane.
Okay.
So, technically, you could get... somewhere faster on a horse than you could by flying. So this computer is not faster than a known computer right now at doing normal computing things. Like if you couldn't surf the web on it and do things like that.
Okay.
But what they did with it was they took a benchmark algorithm. That benchmark algorithm was done by the quantum computing guys at like the University of South California. Southern California, that new state, South California. they it benchmarked with it. And this is the first true quantum computer, right? So the other ones scored better at the beginning. And as that algorithm ran out to a longer, like, test period, I guess, or more equations, the other one slowed down.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It computes at the exact same rate from start to... it didn't matter how much they threw at it. They just kept... compiling it, and it just, it's a flat line on the graph all the way across.
That's fucking weird.
The weird thing is hearing the guy describe it. So this guy got up, I'm assuming he's a doctor, even though he didn't introduce himself as one, but Rose got up and did a presentation on it, and he might as well have come out and said, "Hi, I'm an alien, and I came from a different dimension," because he said, "English was created before any of this was possible in the laws of physics, so the words I'm going to use to describe it aren't that accurate." He goes, "But my computer works by going into the infinite number of parallel universes that, oh, by the way, do exist, and using that information to compute data."
What? How does that make sense?
It doesn't to anybody, but this guy's computer is... the chip is the size of your fingernail. The housing for it would barely fit in this room.
Oh my God.
They created the coldest environment in the known universe. Here on Earth, they're just doing things. It's 500 times colder than...
space?
Space.
Holy shit.
It is a fraction of a percentage above absolute Kelvin zero. And how it works is the atoms that are used to process this data, in each stage of this, it looks like an upside-down cake. In each stage, it gets colder and colder and colder. And when it gets down to almost absolute zero, the atoms stop moving and they all lay down. And when that happens, they start doing that weird quantum mechanic shit, right? Like, so they lay down and it's a normal chip. It should have zeros and ones. And instead of doing that, it's a zero and a one.
No, it's both. Both? It's
two places at one time. It's seemingly...
Oh, what the fuck, man.
It explores all possibilities instantaneously. The real cool thing about it is why Google bought it. Google bought it with NASA. They teamed up and bought one for the sole purpose of creating artificial intelligence. That's it. The guy said, by 2028, my product should create an artificial life form that will surpass human beings in every way.
That's not good, man.
It's not good, but it's what he believes will happen.
2028, what is that, 13 years out?
Yeah, not real far.
That'll put me at 42, so my guess of being dead at 42 is...
Spot on, buddy.
Spot on. Yeah. Yeah, one could say that I predicted the future.
I'm going to be one of those AI groupies that, like, wander around and, like, do things
for me. Jerking robot dick all day.
Yeah. You guys need this, right?
He shoots micro bits onto your face.
I'll be Morty to Snowball. Because my fur is white and fluffy. I'll be that guy. Yeah, he's insane, man. 3 years from the time they created the very first one, in 3 years, it was 500,000 times faster. It uses these things called qubits, and it worked just like a bit until you get them down near absolute zero. These qubits, and this is his words, every time you add one qubit, it doubles the amount of parallel universes it can enter. And he says this shit real matter of fact, straight face to a board of, I mean, it's just a group of scientists and stuff out there. And they're just staring at him like, all right, where's the joke? Or where's the
punchline?
Yeah, it actually works like this, but nope. It uses almost no electricity. Once it gets down to that absolute zero, it just starts quantuming.
So is, what am I trying to ask? Does it, how long does it take this thing to fire up? Is it like a, you just turn it on and it works? Or is there like a boot process? Does it have to cool down first? Can it be turned off and turned back on?
They don't say how long it takes to get down to absolute zero, but it uses a thing called pulse tube dilution refrigerator. A noise is used to remove the heat. He didn't really go into how that works. All he said was there is a noise, a frequency made by these pulse tubes that is able to draw the heat away. Actually removes the heat from the atmosphere.
They use the sound to get the heat out?
He said the creepy thing is the sound is eerily similar to a heartbeat. He said when you stand next to these things running, it's like listening to an alien being. Yeah, so when I read that Google had purchased one of these, initially I went on to TD Ameritrade and tried to purchase stock in that company, because when Google buys you, they make millionaires. So I was like, okay, well, let me go on here and buy. Well, they're a private company. You can't purchase their stock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the side company that is Google and NASA together is called Quail, Q-A-I-L. It's Google, NASA, and the University Space Research Administration or Association.
Interesting.
And like I said, they bought it for the sole purpose of creating AI.
I know Google's been pretty fucking big on the AI thing lately.
One of the head Google guys owns that. I don't remember the name of it right now, but he owns an AI company.
Yeah.
And that guy is on the board for Tesla and SpaceX. And he's on their private board for this company.
Okay.
So these guys are going to build something and then go to Tesla and get funded for it, probably. And then away we go.
I don't know about that. I mean, Google's a more...
Right, they got the money for it.
They make money. Like, that's what they do.
They just print it.
Yeah.
But he's real confident about the AI thing. The other thing he's confident about is by 2028, he believes that this Quail with D-Wave partnership will find a planet that could sustain life that is similar to Earth within 40 light years, and there will be a serious talk about going there.
Within 40 light years?
Yeah. He says his computer, if it continues on its track, will eventually get powerful enough to...
self-replicate?
No, to solve the universe, to take all of that data that now takes... it, right now, how we do it is we just point, all right, there, and then you look, and okay, there's nothing, and then you move. Mm-hmm. It would be able to broad spectrum all of the things that you would need to see to have a good shot at life and be able to look at the universe in whole and then quantify that data and spit out an answer.
That's fucking instantly. Crazy.
Just does it. Everything on it sounds like your regular science up until he just goes, bear with me, but we're going into different dimensions. Just puts it out there, man. Like, you got to watch the video. It's definitely on, I'll throw up a link later for that video because it's really interesting. Listen to this guy. He's pretty down to earth. Guy from Vancouver. Seems pretty normal. Until he starts going off on some craziness. Yeah. And so he's just, yeah. So our chips, once they get down here, can be in more than one place. And he's like, it's not two places at once. It's everywhere at once. And I don't know if he physically believes, like if he believes that physically they are lining up, but it's almost, man, it's almost like he says every decision is made and there's infinite possibilities. Well, there's all these places that have done exactly what we've done. So he believes that when he cools those atoms down and they hit at the exact same time, 20 other, however many other parallel universes are also doing it, and then we are just connecting them by getting that universal line where they're all going up and down and then they all lay flat and then boom, you can transfer data across them. Just fuck space time.
Yeah, fuck it.
that's
fucking bananas, dude. Well, fuck everything I wrote down.
Man,
that's the show, that everybody. Episode two.
Yeah. Hope everybody doesn't just die. But that was my big one. That was like, I've got a whole docket, man. I got to talk about video games and stuff now. And then I'm over here trying to wrap my head around quantum mechanics.
I wonder if it would ever be usable for like video game processing, or if it's just on such a, or if it would be like trying to use a rocket ship to drive to work every day. Like, it's just completely...
it's just too fast overkill to do normal things?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that we're going to be... one day you're going to have a box like my PC down there that is at...
I mean...
0.1 Kelvin, and I'm just playing Witcher 12.
Yeah.
At 7 billion frames a second.
It's going to be VR at that point, for sure. It's going to be just plugging that thing into the back of your head and then...
sign me up for that surgery. Day one, people. I want the port. I want the neck port.
I'm going to wait. Definitely going to wait on that one.
Beta. You got to get in the beta. We won't be able to afford the other one. You got to get in ground level where I can like donate my legs to somebody and then they'll give me the port.
They'll have robot legs at that point. Oh, so yeah.
Robot legs.
You just fucking kick things.
I'm working on my little robot legs. So yeah, that's my D-Wave deal. Check them out for yourself. Go on there and everybody at home and take a look at D-Wave, because I had never heard of them. Obviously, that's the point of this podcast, is to talk about things that nobody's heard of that are changing the laws of physics. But thank God Kim Kardashian's ass is still on the television.
Don't say her name. She's like Beetlejuice.
I got two more before that thing bounces into this room. I imagine she gets around the same way the guys from South Park do on the testicular cancer episode.
Bouncing around. What the fuck were those balls called?
Hippity-ops.
Hippity-ops.
I couldn't remember that the Time Machine movie was called Time Machine, but I can remember Hippity-Op.
Oh, one of the things that I saw was they're repurposing the New Horizons satellite that flew out to Pluto to fly out to a meteor that they have named MU69 at this point. Like, it doesn't have an actual name. They weren't very forward with what they were going to be looking for in the article that I read, but I guess they had a couple other options, but MU69 was like the one that they knew that they had enough fuel to reach. So they're just trying to burn it up before trying to use like every bit of life that's in it. So that's kind of neat.
Is that like a preliminary thing for, aren't we supposed to be grabbing one and throwing it in orbit? Like around the Earth, around the Moon, and then going out to it?
I don't know.
Remember, we're supposed to be trying to capture one. That way we can study. Because they did that...
The Europeans have a satellite orbiting an asteroid right now. So I don't know how the fuck that even works, but...
That's the one that... They just put out that paper that the recipe for life on Earth was there from the very beginning, that they found 90% of the building blocks for creating microorganisms.
Oh yeah.
And the trail of this asteroid.
Wow. That's so crazy.
I'm pretty excited about all the stuff that's going on right now. It seems like every single week it's something that should be breaking the world. Like, people should set down their shit and go, we should go that way to space.
Yeah, the whole news is an absolute waste of time. These people that want to sit around and just listen to the fucking hate that pours out of their television, and they're covering stories that, we talked about a lot last episode. I don't need to get back into it. It's stupid. It takes away everybody's fucking hopes, and everybody thinks that we're just not making any progress whatsoever when we're doing groundbreaking shit
just
daily.
Yeah, it's impossible to fathom the work that these guys are doing, and they have to do it and then realize that there's a handful of people that care.
Right.
That's hard to get motivated in the morning. Like, oh, I'm going to go out and change the world. Nobody's going to give a shit, but I'm going to do it. Oh, well. We care. We care, people of D-Wave.
People of smart people. NASA's got their first human-rated rocket that they haven't cleared the critical design review yet. But it's the first vehicle designed to meet the challenges of the journey to Mars. And it's the first human-rated rocket in almost 40 years that they designed. Like,
the last one was Discovery, right?
Is that what it was?
The plane.
Oh, the shuttle. Pretty absurd. Pretty absurd.
Sign me up for that one. I want to go to Mars. I'll do this podcast from Mars.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Take a little while to get to Earth.
Yeah, one episode every 15 years.
We can do it every week, but...
Get it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just... stay tuned. Tell your kids about it, because you'll be dead.
Yeah.
Now, they get images back pretty quickly, right? I mean, we started seeing stuff from Mars same day.
I mean, obviously, it's a lot quicker than it used to be, but I don't know how fast transmission times are.
Yeah, I'm a dummy. I don't know what's going on. I listened to this guy, my eyes started bleeding. I don't understand. It's like that freaking book I'm reading.
Yeah.
I get through a chapter and then go, what the fuck was that? And then go back and read it five more times before I give up and move on. But that's all right.
It's fucking crazy.
It's supposed to be understanding quantum mechanics, the easy guide to quantum mechanics.
Because that's the thing.
It's a guy's name, Brian Cox. Cox wrote it. And then he also wrote a book that I need to grab called YE equals MC squared. Probably should have started with that one.
Like Yankee Echo? Like, or why? Like, oh, W-H-Y?
Like, yeah, W-H-Y.
Okay.
Like, why does E equal MC squared? And then, that is normal physics. And then he did a new book on quantum physics. And if I hadn't have read that book, or been reading it, and then watched that guy's speech, I'd have gone nut job and then turned it right off.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense when I read it, but now that I hear four different smart people talking about it, I go, well, I guess I got it. You know? Y'all can't just be lying. Like, we'll just tell them there's alternate universes. Nobody listens anyways. Nah, that's not true. But apparently this guy has a machine in his basement that does it. It's not really a basement. His facility is.
That's crazy. Is it in Vancouver?
Yeah, it's in Vancouver. Yeah,
it's incredible.
I'm going to strap a GoPro to my head and show up and act like I know what I'm talking about and see if I get an interview with this guy. I'd be like, just tell me things.
Let's
Let
talk.
Me move into your house and you can kick one of your kids out and I'll just be that person. Just let me learn. Let me learn what you're doing.
That is insane.
But the, let's see, rounding out some space stuff. I've got, screw space. That place is dead anyways, right?
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
We're big fans of the whole SpaceX Tesla Corporation and what old Elon Musk is doing. And one of the things that is real big on him this week, and I guess run out and buy his stock if you haven't already, they just got approved in every country except for Japan, and it's still in negotiations for his autopilot for his cars.
Oh, really?
And they are alive and well. 8 people have now made the trek coast to coast here in the United States using the autopilot. So you can get in, hit your cruise control once, double tap it, and the blue light comes on, take your hands off the wheel.
And you just set a destination on your,
like it your runs GPS, off the GPS or whatever? And it just drives you there. It can read stop signs or read speed limit signs and things. It's not perfect. It's still in beta, and it misses some stuff. And when it misses something or it gets confused, it sets off a rapid beep, and then you got to grab the steering wheel.
Okay.
So it says right now for the beta, you're supposed to leave your hands on the wheel the whole time, but it'll do it. These guys, you can go watch videos of people just playing on their phone
and mobbing down the road.
And things just going.
So does it have like object sensing in front of the vehicle?
It's got the object. It's got both sides. So on the little digital screen, like on the screen in the middle, you'll see the objects coming from the opposite lane.
Okay.
And then it reads the lines in the road. So it has 2 cameras that spy out those. And all of this, I guess, was already put into like the S models and stuff. So you just received an update and then it worked.
Really?
Huh.
That's pretty incredible.
And I don't know what year, you know, they started putting that in there, but I watched a few videos on it today of the guys from like Drag Times and stuff out driving around.
Yeah.
And he said it's not the smoothest ride when you go around corners and stuff. It'll like jerk a little bit because it's not reading perfect, but he said it's a beta and it works really, really well.
God, that'd be nice, dude.
We'd come out here to Ohio and set it and then go to sleep.
Yeah. Wake up 7
Wake
hours
up in
later.
A ditch.
Yeah.
Wake up in the hospital. They go, why were you asleep? I'm like, car auto drive.
Yeah.
They said it was fine.
Not supposed to sleep in the back seat when you turn on autopilot.
Yeah. Right now, though, that people are saying, like, you know, how did he just start doing it? Like, how do you just send an update and people now have it? And it's because there was no U.S. law saying you couldn't. New York is the only state that says you have to have your hands on the wheel. Like,
really?
In a law. So, if there's no law saying that you have to have your hands on the wheel, you can just barrel across the world in this because it's... You're in the car. You can't. You still got to follow. Like, you can get pulled over and get a DUI or whatever still right now. Can't wait till that's... I'll buy a Tesla if you cannot get a DUI anymore.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Just... Go out there, and if you blow into it, then it's like you can't drive. But
cab
I'll get
drivers
you
would form a union and
just
fucking
blow up Tesla.
Have a witch hunt for Tesla, dude.
But it's pretty impressive. One got pulled over for speeding.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't know the speed limit of the road. It went from like 75 and dropped down to 60, and it still had it in its map as 75. So it was cruising along at 75, and the guy gets pulled over doing 75 and a 60. And he's like, I wasn't even driving, man.
I wonder how construction zones and shit are going to work.
Man,
like, with, like, merging and, like, when you're going from a 3-lane road down to a 1-lane road and the fucking barrels just come out and everybody's in their autopilot cars, if it's just going to be like,
It should see the cones and stop you there. It beeps at you, and if it beeps at you and you don't grab it, it shuts the car down and pulls to the right. Like it slams on the brakes, basically. Moves you over. Not slams on. I mean, it's not going to wreck everybody, but it does the best it can to stop the car from moving. So if you pass out and it starts beeping at you and you're snoozing, it's supposed to stop the car.
Okay.
There's obviously a lot further it's got to go, and you have to be paying attention. So you're not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a tool to help you drive safer, not to replace you from driving.
Right.
But people are dumb, so.
Oh yeah.
If you put that in a Chevy, if you put it in the Cobalt, some $16,000 car, there'd just be teenage girls fucking. I can have two cell phones now, and they'd be tweeting with both hands and
I've been waiting putting so makeup long on. For this. Well, fuck, they do that anyways.
Yeah, just be. I guess it might be a little bit better. It'd be like the lady that bought the RV, set the cruise control, and then got up and went to the back to make a sandwich and crashed and tried to sue the RV people because she thought it was autopilot.
Fucking serious?
Just barreled through some people.
How do you make enough money to afford an RV? And then, I mean, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt on this, that it was probably a new one. So you've been successful enough to afford an RV, which means, like,
well,
you didn't live under a rock.
Or she, like, the husband was in the back, who's Dr. Steve whoever.
You're saying that she's just a housewife?
Yeah. Just, I mean, come on, man. You're not that successful if you hit cruise control and think it's autopilot.
I would think that Dr. Steve would be like, we're not suing them. You're an idiot.
Maybe.
There's an idiot in there somewhere.
Maybe he died.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you're sitting there and she just walks back? What are you doing?
I'm making a sandwich. Who's driving the fucking car?
And put on autopilot.
Oh, that's the thing? Right on.
Right on. You got the new Tesla RV. Awesome. So yeah, that's Tesla's deal. That's Q-Wave. You got anything else science related?
Dude, not really, man. I've been just the couple things about NASA actually doing shit right now. That's pretty exciting. They've been kind of quiet lately, but in the prior months.
Yeah, I'm glad that they've teamed up with Google now. Maybe they'll get something done. They still have a $19 billion a year budget.
It's a lot of money, but
it's not horrible. It's not the best, but I read today that the U.S. on average spends $20 billion on military.
How often? A year?
A year. I didn't fact check the screaming liberal that was bitching about it, but he said the U.S. spends $20 billion a year on war effort and only $19 billion on space exploration. I think that's pretty good compared to Mexico that spends nothing. So it's like, you know, at least we're spending $19 billion. I don't think Portugal's going to pass us in the space race anytime soon, but whatever. I'd like to see that cut down a little bit. If we could just everybody stop fucking a boot and go, all right, well, we'll take that $20 billion and hand it over to NASA. Move the United States to the moon. Get away. Just pack up and leave.
There would just be a fucking wall of rockets flying at us if we did that.
This is our moon.
Yeah.
We wanted it. But you weren't coming here. Well, now we want it.
Well, we called it. We called dibs.
Yeah.
Called dibs.
Yeah. It's all right. Send me to Europa. I can be a diver on Europa.
There you go. Is that all you can do on Europa?
Yeah, it's ice and water, but there might be whales.
There might be, yeah.
Nom. I'd be real stoked to get killed by an alien whale. If I can get one transmission out with, like, the camera, and be like, you guys want to see this? And then that'd be worth it. Just dead. At least my life meant something. Let's do this.
Stop.
Together. All right, and then the other half of this episode, video gaming stuff. Xbox Elite Pad has been shipped to all the cool kids that get to test it out.
Little paddle shifter.
Yeah, little Xbox One Elite. Some good stuff came out of it. The full customization, which we already knew was going to have.
Yeah.
You know, the paddles and stuff. They revamped the bumpers. And if you've used, like, my controllers and stuff, those are real bad.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not intuitive at all. Like, they're not, they should be soft. And, like, it's a new controller. They shouldn't be.
Is it a click, or is it
a... It's a click, but it feels as bad, if not worse, than, like, the old bumpers. There was nothing improved.
Like the 360 bumpers?
Yeah, the 360 bumpers.
I didn't mind them.
Maybe it's not a mind thing as much as you spent all this money to redesign the controllers and then you didn't do anything with it.
Well, they're shaped different. The D-pad's pretty dope, though. They did a good job with that.
New D-pad's real dope.
Is it?
Yeah. Can pull it out, and then you get the full round beveled one, so you can, like, roll your hand around it.
I don't know if I like that.
You can go regular. It comes with a sweet little clamshell case that has different paddles and different D-pad and different joysticks. They're taller or shorter, depending on what you want. So you can put, like, if I'm playing Forza, you can pull out the steering joystick and then throw in, or thumbstick, and throw in a taller one. So you get a little bit better precision feel.
Yeah.
If you do first person shooter, you throw that thing on the right and then you aim, you know, is more precise.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's real cool. The grip on it, supposed to be real nice.
Yeah.
That thing holds. I thought the grip on the new Xbox One controller is good, but they said it was described as the controller that should have shipped.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was the revamp that
I wonder if they just didn't get it done in time.
That, or was it too expensive?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing's $150.
Holy fuck, really?
Yeah, that's big con right there, is it's $150. But maybe they designed this controller, and the guy said, this is what we should ship. And they said, well, how much would it cost to make money off of it? And they went, about $150. And they went, ugh.
No way, Jose.
Yeah, dude, our console's already more than the PlayStation. There's no way we're going to get it out if we get a tack on another $100, $150 to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, PlayStation 3 got away with it. That thing was expensive as shit when it first came out compared to the 360. I wonder if did they say anything at all about if they were going to put that controller in with the new consoles?
Like a bundle?
When it comes out, yeah.
No, they didn't mention anything on the bundle. No, really, the only thing else I got out of that whole... Well, all of the reviews on it. I watched the app the app for map editing the controller. So you don't have to... Like, when I have my custom controllers, you got to go on and, like, hold the button for so many seconds, and then you click it so many times to do this, or click it so many times to do that. You don't have to do that anymore. You plug it in, and there's an app you download on your Xbox One, and you can go in just like your PC mapping and...
Oh, yeah?
Click, you know, this button for this, and then hit the button, and then this one for this, and then hit the button.
Oh, cool.
So it's really user interface. They said the only issue was how much customization. This is for pro gamers. Not pro, but you got to be real into it. Like, if you've used custom controls before, you're probably fine, but it said it can almost be too much.
Yeah.
You just get overwhelmed with customization, and finding how you like it is going to take a while. But if you're a PC gamer, I mean, you're same thing. We're mapping different
You get a pretty
mouse
good
settings
idea of
for everything.
What,
and you know, I got 12 extra buttons on my freaking keyboard just to add to different stuff. So I think that won't be that big of a problem. But if you get it...
It's going to be a big jump for console kids because that's, I mean,
this
I don't
is
know, growing
first
up
time.
On a PC, like, I know what the smoothness... Or I know, like, the speed of my mouse and the acceleration and all that shit. But console... People who are playing on consoles just have had to deal with whatever the programmer decided to set it as.
Right, unless you're spending a ton of money to send your controller off. Like, my mods, went to Radio Shack and got those little red buttons.
Oh, yeah.
And soldered them in. And you get these, you know, you can add, like, quick fire and all that stuff to them. Map editing, the infinite round D-pad thing, I think looks cool. If you're going to play, I don't know what you would use it for, honestly. maybe if you're going to go back and use it for, well, no, I do know what you'd use. If you're playing like, what's something that has a selectable, well, if I'm playing Metal Gear Solid, if I'm playing that on Xbox One, or playing it on here because I got to use an Xbox One controller, the D-pad is like your weapon selection.
Oh, okay.
So you're always putting your really good stuff on the easy, up, down, left, right. On the
quick ones, yeah.
Yeah, so you can hit that. Because if you got to like roll, it's harder to get those. And if you're in the middle of something, well, now it won't be a problem. You could put something all the way around the wheel.
Is The Witcher like that?
I don't remember.
Because like on PC, you hold down tab. And you select like what signs you want to use, like your fire blast and all that.
Yeah, the
sign.
You could use it for that. You could throw that on there, and then you could quickly just roll to what you wanted. So I can see a real good use for it on those. That.
I wonder if it's. I mean, there are people who play the shit out of fighting games, and I wonder what they're. I wonder if it's like person by person, or if there is one preference that is generally like 90% of the people prefer. Around one, or
yeah, I don't play, but like, do people still use D-pads for Killer Instinct and stuff on the new ones?
Probably. I mean, when I was playing Street Fighter, I used the D-pad.
That would probably be real good for it.
That's what I prefer,
especially when you're doing like on Street Fighter when you got to do the half moons to get your Ogans. But there were some cons to the controller. People are still pissy about them.
What were their cons?
A lot of people had. He said the levers and the D-pad, since it's interchangeable, they felt like loose and flimsy.
Oh, really?
So they were afraid that they were going to break.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem if they do end up breaking. It could just be a feel.
Could wear out, too, if you're swapping shit in and out like crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like that'd be a one-time thing. Like, you set your controller the way you want it, and then really...
If you're switching a game, you might pull it out like the thumbstick size.
Yeah.
But the mechanism doesn't change inside.
Right.
But if you're using a longer throw thumbstick, I mean, these thumbsticks wear out. You get that white powder come spewing out of them after a couple of months, and they get sloppy. I'm thinking if you're using a longer one on there, you're going to exacerbate
Put more miles on it.
Yep. But, I mean, it's just $150. Dish it out every 3 months, pro gamer. So.
Use that fucking AMD sponsorship and go buy yourself a Microsoft controller.
Yep. Yeah, levers and D-pads felt loose. Heavy. Quite a bit heavier than the old controller.
That's one of my favorite things about the Microsoft controller compared to the PlayStation controller. Like, the PlayStation controller to me has always felt, well, not always, but since the 3.
Since, like, the DualShock style era.
I mean, when it was wired, it felt like the wire was heavy enough that it, like, held it in your hand, but, like, it just feels really light, and they feel kind of chintzy.
Yeah, I don't mind a little bit of weight in there. This guy said he got used to it, the one that complained about the weight, but he said when you first pick it up, it's annoying.
Okay.
Same guy, though, said that he plays his PlayStation 4 and not the Xbox because of the quality of the controller, but since he's gotten the Pro Controller, he hasn't touched the PlayStation.
Wow, really?
Said that the refinement on it was so good that, to him it was worth it.
Right on.
Very small. And that's really it for the cons. Were some chintzy lever feels and then the weight. But other than that, it got real good
Plus,
reviews.
It's not final production at this point yet either. So maybe after...
I think you can buy them.
Oh, really? It's, like, can you order them or can you buy them?
I think you're pre-ordering now. I think it's a Christmas release, right?
Okay. So they're definitely in production.
It's going to be out for Guardians. Halo 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be
dog shit.
Such an anti-Halo fan.
Fucking hate Halo. Anyways, blow right past that one.
Halo racist.
What about One Life?
Oh, man. One Life is...
Kind of stoked about this.
If you don't know, One Life is a game coming out on Steam that is exactly as the game says. Your Steam account is linked to the One Life that you get. You die, the game is over for you. There is no buyback. There is no nothing. So your post-apocalyptic wasteland shooter where it's supposed to play like you and your buddies hold up in a biker bar and rape noobs. But you don't think it's going to go well.
Well, I think it's going to go great. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to play it for sure. No one is going to only have one life. There are going to be a fuck ton of people who just farm Steam accounts. The number of Steam subscribers is going to go through the fucking roof when that game comes out, dude. As long as it's a good game. If it's a shitty game, then who cares?
Well, I'm Delta Mech 1 on Steam. I now own Delta Mech 1 through 999. So,
yeah. Ready. You're ready. That's good. I think people might kill themselves. I think that's a good possibility. Not a good possibility, but it is a possibility. It could be a lot of fun, or it could be a shit sandwich. I'd be curious to see what it looks like.
We have to get a group.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
We're not diving into this. Like, oh, I'll go check it out. No.
Yeah.
I'm going in a circle with everyone facing out, and we just rotate across the map until we find a place to hold up. Couple of the key points on it. You don't die immediately if someone shoots you. You go down. Then that person can choose to revive you and take you as a slave. Morality aside, they can rob you and then leave you to revive, or they can kill you. And if they choose to kill you, like we've seen with H1Z1, some of those aren't permanent, so maybe people have compassion, but the internet has showed us anything. No compassion.
No.
There's
absolutely not.
The first person to start that game and just freaking grind away to get some levels is going to kill everything he comes across.
If he's smart.
Yep.
Because whatever he doesn't kill is going to kill him.
Right.
So that's...
What were you talking about the other day? You thought about the... What was it? Like the guy will see you from across the hill.
Oh, yeah. Like it... If you're out in the open, man, there's going to be hunting parties, for one. That's going to be a thing. There's going to be a group of guys that are in fucking... I don't even know what the game looks like, but we'll just say tac gear. Just, like, swatted up, that are just, like, in night ops, running out and just kidnapping people and fucking bringing them into their lair. That's going to be hilarious, but...
Spend a week collecting slaves, and... When I say collecting slaves, man, it is collecting slaves. You set an amount that they have to work off to earn their freedom back, right?
Yeah.
So you set an amount, and those guys have to do whatever you say. Like the actual player, it's not like you can go AI mode on it. You got to log in, and you got to do what this guy says, because at any time he could just kill you. So if he's like, all right, every night you got to go farm minerals for me from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. while my mom cooks for me. Like, and so you got to do it. If you don't do it, he can kill you.
That's pretty neat. It's cool that there is an amount. I wonder how many people, like, their slave leader, is this going to be like watching the clock with a club in their hand, just like hiding behind a rock near them. And the guy's like, yes, finally, the last piece of iron that I need to return. And then the guy just jumps out and goes, bonk. And
does it again.
Yeah.
I wonder how sick people are going to get with it. Because if you can change the amount, like, are they going to start, are they going to go full on, like, indentured servant style and then start charging you for every day that you live and you'll never be able to actually work it off? And
it costs you $499 to live every day. And
you get $500.
Here's $500 every day.
And then there's a tax of a dollar.
People are going to get brutal. People are going to, dude, playing Reign of Kings with Matt and Adam that night. Like, that was.
What was Reign of Kings about?
It's like a, I'm not going to say open world because the island's not very big. You could probably run across it in like 15 minutes, maybe less. But, you start out naked with like a club or something like that, and it's kind of Minecraft style, like run out and just like harvest the minerals and slowly build up and get your food and your water and start building items, build your base, get a base set, and then
kind of Ark style.
And then eventually, yeah, kind of like Ark, but in Reign of Kings, there is a king. Like, one person can go take over and become the king and set the tax limits. So he collects every time you harvest, like, if it's like 50%, I think the highest is 25. The highest that you could put it was 25. So if you're harvesting wood, for every 4 you chop down, you're giving away 1. And that piles up. When there's a server of 60 people and they're all out there just harvesting wood, it's just like a pile. But the king has to leave his throne to come down to the tax tree in order to collect his shit. It doesn't just go straight into his pocket. So that's the opportunity that another player can take to run in and smack the shit out of him with his curly sword and then take over the throne.
I like that game's idea of the highest allowable without just being absurd income tax bracket was 25%. That's the tax bracket we're in. And if we make any more money, we jump to 33%. So yeah, pretty sweet that the game's outlandish, like no one could ever afford this, is your middle class tax bracket for the United States.
But we had just an example of like how fucking mean we got one night. We were all bored hanging out, and we all made black characters so you can't see us very well at night. And it's tactical. So
you weren't black, you just went black face.
Less racist. Not that bad. So we Matt made himself a rope. And with the rope, you can run up to somebody, and you can tie their feet up, and then just run away. And then they're just dragging flopping behind you in, like, the worst ragdoll physics. Like, the arms are flopping everywhere, and your legs are fucking spread apart. It looks fucking ridiculous. So he captured one person, and then that person's buddy came looking for him. So we captured that guy, too, and we made stockades. And we put them into fucking stockades. These are real people that are having to deal with this. We have them in stockades, and we're all just like hanging out laughing at them. And then we remember that we can go make a whip. So I run inside and I make a whip. And then I come back out, and we're just whipping these people. And then Adam shows up with, or Matt shows up, one of them shows up with a fucking flute. And he's standing, I think it was Matt. Matt's standing in front of these guys playing the flute, and I'm whipping them. And then Adam figures out, I don't know, this all just worked out in the best way possible. Adam figured out how to dance in the game. So he's like standing in front of these guys dancing. And then it was so goddamn funny, dude. And then Michael shows up with a fucking drum, so he's just like banging the balls off of this drum, dude, and Matt's playing his flute, and we're whipping him, and Adam's dancing. It was, and then we all swap.
And like, these guys aren't logging out, they're just
they were calling us the worst shit you could think of.
Yeah, but they're not logging off.
No, they're not. No, they're still just getting their asses beat. And then some hacker showed up and fucking murdered us all and let them free and then knocked down our base. But was
probably
it
wasn't
funny?
It was probably a dev. Like, they were like opening tickets just left and right, and then some dude logged in and was like, be gone. But this isn't why I wanted for this game. That's gonna happen. That happened with you guys, and you're not overly malicious people.
No, I'm a pretty alright guy.
You're gonna get people.
You get somebody behind a keyboard and they're, or a controller behind a monitor, and they are the 9-year-old boy, toughest dude on earth. Like, it doesn't matter. He's gonna say whatever he wants. It's like Brendan Schaub
my stepdad then.
Yeah. Brendan Schaub talking about how tough, or like the shit that people say to him.
Yeah.
He would kill you. He would kill you. You just palm your head and crush you. Yeah.
That's what he does. He's a gladiator.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, are they making fun of him for saying he was reading?
Yeah, that and fucking, yeah. Yeah.
have you heard of the game Divinity? The original one?
Yeah.
All right, they're coming out with a new one Tuesday.
Really? Tuesday. Is it an expansion or is it?
Nope, all new game.
Really?
Called Divinity Original Sin.
That game's been out.
Has it?
Yeah.
Showing it as... Oh, it's...
Is it an expansion?
No, it's the... I did see the name on it here. It was like the PC Performance or something edition. So I guess it's a revamp if you got it on
okay.
your thingy there. You can. I didn't know that it was out previously.
Enhanced edition.
Yeah, enhanced edition. So a couple things that are...
Oh, it's yeah, the enhanced edition is... Do you have it? Or okay, it's new voice cast, new quests, new controls, new combat, new characters, and more. My buddy Nick played it. It sounded pretty rad. I don't know if you played like Baldur's Gate and shit like that in the back no. or in the past. I guess it's not turn-based combat, but it's you can like. God, what's a mainstream game that's more like that than? I can't think of another one besides the old school, like, Neverwinter Nights and Baldur's Gate and stuff like that. But it's you can run co-op on it, too. He says it's a lot of fun. But
that's the weird thing that I wrote down on it. Going through, and I read through, watched some gameplay. I'm trying to find a new RPG that we've been talking about.
Yeah. I'm
trying to find one to get into. From the people that have been describing the game, they describe it like it's a pile of dog shit, and then at the end they just go, it's really fun to play.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. They said stealing is way too easy. It's almost the only way to get started in the game.
Oh, really?
There's no morality meter.
Oh, okay.
So you can do whatever you want. So there's no consequence unless you get caught, right? Like, so if you get caught, you get in trouble.
Right? Yeah.
But there's no morality. So you can white knight the game, and they said that's like playing it on hard.
Oh, okay. That's typically how games are though, so...
But if you get like a... I like the morality thing. Like, I like the Fable setup on how if you just do bad shit, you turn into a Sith Lord.
I like that if you do bad shit or good shit, there is an outcome.
Right.
Like, instead of just, like you're saying, just, like, going to jail, or you become, like, killed on sight in some town or something like that. Like, in Fable, like, you got the horns or you got the halo, depending on which route you took.
And then people wouldn't trade with you, they wouldn't...
Cheaper prices, yeah. Higher prices, shit like that. Like, I like... That's fucking cool.
Yeah, but... there's consequence. There's a reason to be the good guy.
Right.
This, they said there's no reason. Go steal a bunch of paintings. They said the stealing on it's so bad that you can steal something from someone, and if they don't see you, you can sell it back to them. So, that sounded really bad to me. And then the no morality thing sounded bad. The saving, apparently saving's really bad on it. It said, save before every battle and save after every battle. Set your autosave to the maximum. Like, I guess you can screw up and forget to save and it won't autosave at the right time and you can lose a lot.
Really?
So it said, just say, get in the habit of just saving all the time. So
that's some old school shit too. Like I don't know if they fixed
that in most games.
Back with like Doom, check your shit, man. Save, like save. Before you walk through a door, like F5 or whatever the fuck it was, like save, because when that cyber demon blows through the wall and uses your face as his
fleshlight.
Yeah.
Static enemy levels, kind of like in Witcher. So you got
that's fucking cool.
You wander too far. If you guys push ahead and just blast through the game, you're going to screw around and run up on a level 13 when you're a level 8 and get
that's
hurt.
Rad.
That's another one of the save things. It says sometimes that's not that clear of where you're wandering to. So you could just be wandering around. Now you haven't saved in 20 minutes because you've just been walking through the woods, and then you're going to run up on a group of marauders that are 10 levels ahead of you. So save before that. Save before, you know, anything. Save. So it has a rock, paper, scissors thing for negotiating.
Okay.
There's a glitch in the game that has not been addressed that as soon as the RPS, or rock, paper, scissors thing starts, as soon as that game starts, you switch to another character and then immediately switch back and it says you've won.
You're both? Do you become paper and scissors?
You just win. So if it's like, all right, one, and as soon as it goes to start counting, you just switch and switch back, you've won.
And that's just a fucking thing that they haven't dealt with?
I guess.
Wow, that's pretty huge.
Yeah, It's a big one. So, yeah, that's a big thing. So now knowing that, if you want to win lower prices or whatever it is that you're negotiating for, click, click, and you got it.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. I was thinking like Pokemon-style rock, paper, scissors, like grass beats rock, rock beats fire, fire beats.
I think it was just for negotiating.
Ice. Okay,
I didn't look into it that much.
I gotcha. I'm sure it's probably a dice roll algorithm. That's what they typically do with, like,
with but I that think shit. If I remember correctly, it said in negotiations.
Gotcha.
So, not as big a deal. Like, you can't win every battle, but you can negotiate lower prices instantly. Price match guarantee.
Nice.
You can kill the quest giver. Be careful. You can kill anybody in the game and rob them.
Huh.
So if you start a quest and you're the guy that gave me the quest, I could screw around and stab you in the face, and then the quest is non-playable. You could end the game for yourself. You could just stop it.
There's no... Is it... What about the mainline quests? Like, it even that?
Says you can kill anyone in the game, and you could inadvertently block a quest. Like, you could stop it. So I don't know if it pertains all the way to mainline, but... Said you can kill quest givers.
That's hilarious, though.
And then at the bottom, big bold letters, I got, but users love it, man. It's gotten great. Like, people, I love this game. It's the best RPS or RPG to come out in years. People are loving it.
It's got a good score. I was just looking on Metacritic. It's got an 87, so that's pretty fucking solid.
That wasn't even like pros and cons that I was writing down. That was just like main talking points people would get stuck on.
I was stoked to see Warhammer starting to pop up a lot more around on, like, Steam and shit like that. Like, it's a killer franchise, and I think that they could actually do something with it. But I don't know what they keep fucking up on to make their games not successful. But, like, the fiction's there. Like, with Warhammer and 40K, it's both, they're awesome stories, awesome races, awesome characters, super cool shit. So that's... Stoked to see that. One of them's like a Total War style, so you have like your giant band of like your cavalry and your foot soldiers and your archers, and you have like big, I don't know if battalions is the right word, but like large groups of like 50 or 60 of them, and you move like this giant amount of people over to the other guys, and then you just fight. Tactical and stuff. You got to run your horses around and like flank and shit like that. Looks pretty.
I haven't played any of the Warhammers.
It's the RTS. I don't remember what year it came out, but it was Warhammer 40K Dawn of War. Is that right? I don't remember. I could be wrong, but the RTS is real good. Like building your bases. With, like, your power plants, harvesting minerals, all that stuff, building an army, attacking the bad guy. Like, your group of troops... The tabletop game has a morale system, so if you have a group... I'm going to explain this poorly because I don't remember exactly what the rule is. But if you have a group of Space Marines, and you get into a fight, and 5 of the 10 Space Marines die... I don't remember the exact amount, but say it's 5. They have to take a morality check, and if their morale drops too low, they have to turn and run like hell. It's like they get fucking freaked out because the Tyranids that just dumped out of the ground or murdering all their buddies. But the troops in the Dawn of War games, pretty sure that's what it was called, they had a morality system too. So you had to keep like, you had to be fairly cautious with your dudes. That was a lot of fun. It's a good game. And they like regularly updated it. They were coming out with expansions fairly regularly that were like, adding 2 new races or 1 new race, and they, from what I remember, they did a good job of maintaining balance too, instead of just having 1 race that shows up and just is like the finger of God and everybody's dead. So that was a lot of fun. Good to see them back. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'll probably start dabbing into it. It's got a huge following, so it's doing something right. I know they've struggled.
Still curious what the... There has to be something between Games Workshop, the guys who made Warhammer and Blizzard. Like, there has to be something, because the similarities between Warhammer 40K and StarCraft are uncanny. It's insane. Like, the Space Marines look like the Space Marines. The Terranids look like the Zerg. And I guess the Eldar could pass as the Protoss, but not really. The Eldar are more... They're like space elves, essentially.
Pretty close. They're a religious sect.
But they have,
style.
Like, mouths and shit. Like, they look humanoid, just with fucking idiot ears.
Spocking it up.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. I'm gonna try to jump into that one. I think really the only thing we've been playing super hardcore lately has been Dirty Bomb.
Yeah, dude, great game. Really good game. It's a micro-purchase thing. It's set up like a MOBA, but it's a killer first-person shooter. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun. It's got real cool classes. Not stoked about their tank guy. He's, what was his name on there?
The minigun dude?
Yeah. Can't remember his name right now, but he's, I got in a game the other night, and they had two of those guys rocking the miniguns. They had, the girl that shoots the laser of doom from the sky.
So like Proxy or something
Proxy,
like that?
Yeah, Proxy, and it just runs across the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Proxy's the mine girl.
Yeah.
But...
Sort of the kid.
Doesn't matter. I think it's Kira.
Okay.
But it... So they got that thing running, and then... I think they had two of her, two of the Gatling guy, and then a healer. And we could not leave our base. They had it timed where... And it's unlimited ammo in the Gatling gun.
Is it really?
They're special. It's like how... my guy will set the turret up.
Yeah.
And you got to destroy it or whatever. Well, you got to kill him to get rid of that Gatling gun. So he can overheat it, but that's about it. So as long as you let off and you pedal it, you can just rock that thing. So they had those two guys set at the end of this alley that you got to push the EV down.
Yeah.
And they're just laying bullets down, just one side and the other. And they're just, I mean, these guys are obviously talking to each other. And they're doing a good job of it. Their healer's got... a health center set up, you know, it sets up that ring.
Yeah.
So they're just getting health. And then off the sides are, and I'm pretty sure it was Kira is her name, launching these laser tornadoes right down the middle. And it, like, one would use it, and then the Gatling guys would go, and then the other one. And they had it timed where there wasn't enough gap to really get anybody down there. Like, it's a 30-second deal, so once you die... the other one's charging up that whole time, and you get about halfway down that road, then she can go again.
Yeah.
And then it's, boy, it was a rough game. I mean, you didn't talk about some people, like one guy on our team just, nope, and just quit.
Dude,
and left. He's like, I'm done. They were bitching, you know, we got to limit this Goliath. I think his name might be Goliath on there. You got to limit these guys in the game, because you get two or three of them on a team, and if it's like that map where you got to go up that middle. You can go through the buildings on the side, but that's what they were doing. They were setting her up in the inside, and she would shoot from cover, and then when they would charge up, they'd just run down those stairs and send that
laser
tornado of
that's
doom.
Insane.
And we just got pinned down, and it was a demoralizing game.
Yeah,
like, you just,
that dude,
their points were through the roof, and we were looking horrible. But there's an update for that coming out next week. Doesn't say a whole lot about it, except for you're going to get some prizes for already being part of the beta.
That's cool.
For this thing, which would be nice, but really polished for a beta.
Yeah,
we ran into some issues today, which are weird. That's the first time I've had that.
Yeah.
My guy's hands turned inside out, and you could pull the trigger, and the weapon would shoot, and then when you would zoom, he'd go normal, but he couldn't walk. He was just stuck at the spawn point.
But, yeah, you were... Like, my camera was following somebody else, but my character was back at the base. Like, I was spawned, but my camera was somebody else's
it was
view.
Still following. I had the camera follow somebody thing happen to me once before, but today, I had, what, three or four times.
Yeah,
I just didn't spawn.
Yeah, twice to me.
And so that's... But it's a beta. I expect some things.
Definitely.
They're updating anti-cheat stuff all the time. They got that NCS anti-cheat. Seems to be working pretty good. You don't have a whole lot of stuff. I played a game one time, and people were just screaming about somebody was cheating and how it was. They had, like, that health gun, and it was basically a sniper rifle.
Yeah, we dealt with that earlier today.
They're just one pull of a health... I mean, this thing shouldn't even... I don't even know if it does damage.
I got killed multiple times by some dude named SWAT, because he... with that fucking healing gun that blonde-haired chick gets.
And just running up and one pull, and then you just drop dead.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. I don't get the cheaters in the game.
I don't get cheating, but...
It's just... like, I don't get it. Man, you're... what joy are you getting out of that?
You're winning.
I guess. You're winning until you get found out and then you lose your account.
Yeah.
You're never going to play a pro league game. Like, you're not going to end up... they had their first competition.
Oh, yeah.
This, you're not going to be... like, if you got the number one ranked player by cheating and then you show up for this competition, you're never going to play the game again.
There was some dude that got caught cheating for Counter-Strike. Like, they ran something, I guess they run something on the accounts or some shit like that, like a scan or something, and they found some, I don't remember what he was using, but he was banned from Counter-Strike tournaments as a whole, like, completely. It's not even worth it, man. Just practice and get better. Or
even if
accept
you win.
The fact that you're not very good.
Even if you win. Even if it all got out, and I guess you can say, yeah, I got the prizes and stuff, but you're going to get found out.
Yeah.
You can't be proud of it. You can't be that happy. Like, yeah, I did it. I cheated.
I will say that back when I was playing Counter-Strike and I was younger, like, there were a couple times that we used the speed hack that would let us run, like, 1,000 times faster than anybody else, and all of our weapons fired faster. Like, you could empty a clip, a 30-round magazine, in a second and a half. You just dump ammo, like the big ass what is that,
a 240 Bravo?
Yeah,
that carries around.
Yeah, the 240 was like the only thing that you could carry around that, like, you could actually manage the speed at which it would dump fucking bullets at. Or the knife was money. You'd sound like a blender, like you could hear motherfuckers coming from the other side of the map, just ching, and all of a sudden you just finished buying shit and they're blowing into your base. Like, they are inside of you with their knife, and you're fucking super dead. So funny. But we only did that for, like, one night. It wasn't like... and it's so blatant. It's like, I'm not trying to fool anybody. That was a lot of fun, though. But, yeah, I don't understand, like, the whole... trying to make it look like you are really good at the game, but you are fucking cheating. It's dumb. Dumb.
Yeah. Well, man, that's all I've got on the docket for this week.
Yeah, man. That's it for me. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it.
I don't think you got any answers to your super death question last week. Do you got a new, friendlier version?
Don't. No, nobody responded.
No,
so.
when they answer that one, you'll get a new question. You dogs. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Later, guys.